Whether it's finishing high school, getting a college degree, or going on to graduate school, Vermonters have all kinds of ways to boost their income potential. But there's a drag on future earnings that half of the state's residents can't escape. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, advocates are still working to close the persistent pay gap between men and women.
On Tuesday afternoon, about 100 people, almost all of them women, crowded into the Cedar Creek room at the State House.
So what are we doing here? Again, Equal Pay Day. Every year, we stand up here and we tell you about the fact that women in Vermont are not making as much money as men in Vermont are making.
That's Carrie Brown, the executive director of the Vermont Commission on Women. According to the most recent data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, women working full-time in Vermont make about 83% as much as men. In just a single week, median wages for a man are $150 higher than they are for a woman. An Equal Pay Day in April tries to put an even finer point on that disparity.
And this is a symbolic day that's chosen every year to represent the fact that women have to work farther into the following year to make as much money as men made the year before.
The differences in annual pay can add up to bleak inequities over time. Beth Pierce is the state treasurer.
Women are 80% more likely than men to live in poverty at age 65 and older. 80% more likely. And women between the ages of 75 to 79 are three times more likely than men to live in poverty.
Pierce says the root cause for that disparity is the pay gap for women. A number of women's advocates are working to rectify that divide. Pat Moulton is the president of Vermont Technical College. She's the first permanent female president in the school's 150-year history. Moulton says female students have achieved equity when it comes to enrollment in advanced placement math and science courses taught in high school.
But that's not translating into young women going into 2- and 4-year post-secondary enrollment. We have a lot of work to do to help women access the higher wages and higher job skills that a career in STEM provides.
Jen Kimmick is co-founder and co-owner of The Alchemist, a famed brewery in Stowe. Women may now be running Fortune 500 companies, but Kimmick says perceptions of men as breadwinners and women as caregivers remain deeply entrenched.
Studies show that when men have children, their wages go up, and when women have children, their wages go down.
Kimmick says public policy changes like statewide paid family and medical leave or more publicly funded child care options would go a long way toward bridging the pay gap. But she says businesses should be trying to adopt those kinds of policies themselves. And she says business owners need to make sure that women aren't making less money than men just because they're statistically less likely to ask for a raise.
We need to pay attention to our company data and make sure our employees are being compensated the same for equal work.
Tiffany Bloomley is director of Change the Story, an organization working to improve women's economic status in Vermont. Change the Story released a report this week showing that women in Vermont are still underrepresented in politics and industry. Bloomley says it takes good demographic data to spotlight problems so that organizations like hers can then work to address them. But she says the state could do a much better job collecting that data.
We're not looking at gender when we're looking at job training programs and who we're investing in for what industries and whether, in fact, we're giving women a fair shot.
The report by Change the Story found that of the state's 100 highest-grossing corporations, only 8 are led by women. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.